Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Welcome to another weekly installment of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. On this edition, we'll roll through the highlights of the week's new releases with a couple of recommendations where buying the whole record is essential, a few where a single or two will do, and at least one surprise we didn't imagine we'd recommend at all. Let's get started. We'll actually begin with one we didn't get to last week, a new record from Corey Harris called Zion Crossroads. Most folks know Harris as a bluesman, one of the best new generation bluesmen. But on this one, like his past few releases, he's found a new crossroads, literally the crossroads of blues and reggae. Inspired by a decade's worth of trips to Africa, Harris mixes elements of traditional African music with traditional roots reggae, and damned if it doesn't sound every bit as authentic as his blues work does. He's surrounded himself with top-rate players that are quick to lock into a groove, and the socio-political tilt of the bulk of the lyrics are simple and repetitive. They're also neither dull or overtly preachy. It's a record that's going to be a tough sell to folks that aren't regular reggae buyers, and to reggae buyers that favor more overtly straightforward reggae, but it's definitely a record with legs. It sounds better, and it's easier to sing along to with each lesson. Here's a piece of one called Heathen Rage.
Give thanks to Tafara, and here we go. You got to give thanks to Tafara, and here we go. Hear the heathen rage.
That's Corey Harris. Next up, one from the UK's Placebo. Why Placebo have never been a bigger deal here is a mystery. Across the last decade or so, they've worked with David Bowie, Michael Stipe, and Robert Smith, and headlined festivals virtually everywhere but here. Maybe it's the androgyny factor, maybe it's the accents, or maybe they just keep falling between the cracks at alternative radio until each record became more and more of a non-event. Whatever the case, they've never got a fair crack here, and Virgin's admirably trying to remedy that with Extended Play 07. A quick best of that takes a tune from each record and adds three live tunes on top. As a primer, it's a great one, and a well-timed one in that they're now out on the Project Revolution tour with Linkin Park and a half dozen lesser bands with higher profiles. For longtime fans, the must-download here are the live tracks, particularly a take on Pure Morning, a tune they apparently rarely play live. It's 5.5 minutes of testimony towards what folks have been missing and as to why frontman Brian Molko deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as folks like Stipe, Smith, and Perry Farrell. Here's a listen. That's Placebo. Next up, a new record from Common. There's a verse on it, a verse in Start the Show that has everyone talking. Here's a listen to it.
Your live show is hollow, should have kept it local. Rapping over vocals, sound as soft as JoJo. With 12 monkeys on stage, it's hard to see who's the gorilla. You was better as a drug dealer.
That's Common, and who he's talking about is the stuff of internet discussion. And I wish I could tell you the rest of the record is half as clever or enlightening. Instead, Finding Forever finds Common just being Common. Nothing more or less. Lily Allen, Kanye West, who produced 8 of the record's tracks, and D'Angelo put in cameos, but the record's just a shade too safe. A few love songs too many to sound remotely vital. That said, coaxing D'Angelo out of hiding and into a cameo makes for a nice moment, even if the D'Angelo hook itself is just less than inspiring. But it's D'Angelo, and at this point, most of us will take what we can get, and the love story Common spins is one of the record's strongest. The tune is called So Far to Go. I suspect you'll find it worth your 99 cents, but here's a sample of it to help you decide.
Go to places that you've never been, beautiful outside, even better when it's in. You have arrived, girl, you can come again, come on.
That's Common. Next up, one of the week's oddest records, and by and far my favorite record of the week, maybe one that's bound for my year-end list. Tainted Love, Mating Calls and Fight Songs is the new record from Shivery. Their 1999 debut is one of the best-titled records ever. It's called I Oughta Give You a Shot in the Head for Making Me Live in This Dump. 2 records later, they're back with an all-covers set, one that leader Ambrosia Parsley, who herself has a cool name, explains by saying, "Fact is, I got knocked up." And there's something about having regular occasions to slip into a paper gown that makes a girl feel extra naughty. And who better to play doctor with than Ike Turner, Gary Glitter, and David Allan Coe? Indeed, songs by all three show up here, as do tunes written by Chuck Berry, Phil Spector, R. Kelly, Rick James, and Michael Jackson. The concept, love songs for modern music's creepiest, most dangerous dudes, is funny, but the genius is in the deadpan delivery. Parsley milks every tune for every emotional high and low they've got. Add clever arrangements, and you've got an undeniable record that's more about Shivery's interpretive skills than the quality of the songs themselves. Take this one, a read of Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Keep on with the force, don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the force, don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the force, don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the force, don't stop till you get enough.
That's Michael Jackson by way of Shivery. Next up, one more from the Shivery record, because this one's so left field, it's easily the record's sharpest and most surprising moment. It's Motley Crue's Looks That Kill, sang slow, low, and very memorably.
She's gonna turn on your juice bar, so she turns on.
That's Shivery. Next up, our final record up for discussion on our biggest surprise, New Korn. It's a self-titled record, and while all that's left from the original lineup is Jonathan Davis, Monkey, and Fieldy, it feels like a legitimate return to form. I know that's not going to be a popular take, and I'll admit a strange soft spot for Korn that I lack for the rest of the new metal pack, but indeed, everything that was once great about Korn lives here. The epic choruses, the death march beats, the well-placed screams. There's a great cameo from legendary Frank Zappa drummer Terry Bozzio, some bagpipes, and angst that's seething. In a lot of ways, it's more surprising and a more fulfilling record than the recent Nine Inch Nails record. And that, not the Deftones or Linkin Park, is what this record should be judged against. Sure, a lot of the imagery, a lot of what's supposed to be scary, would be scarier if you were 14 and taking a break from an epic round of Guitar Hero. But purely musically, it's tough to argue with the raw power of Korn's formula. And this is a return to it. This one's called Evolution. It's the song about de-evolution that has the Devo guys weighing in their disapproval online. Here's a listen to it.
I do not dare deny the basic beast inside. It's right here, it's controlling my mind. And why do I deserve to die? I'm dominated by this animal that's locked up inside.
That's Korn wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman from Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.